joining us, Bickley and Murata. Offensive guard Justin Pugh, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Justin, how are you, man?
Just got off the practice field. Feeling good.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Melvin's not messing around getting you guys off the field. I mean, you got your hands taped up. You got your gloves still on. I mean, straight from the battle.
Yeah, we're all business here in Arizona. We do not mess around. No wasted minutes here.
Yeah, you're all business. Yeah. Well, good to see you, man. So, and we're just going to hit reset on last year. We're just going to pretend it didn't happen.
You know what?
Good idea?
You know, it'd be nice to do that, you know, in the for the history of, you know, for my career, I would love to just forget some of the bad years. But that reveals character. We find out who's made of the good stuff, who we want going forward, and we found out a lot about ourselves last year. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't fun. But from failure becomes, you know, you find out what you're made of, and, and character is revealed, and that's what we found out.
We were talking to DJ Humphries yesterday, and we asked him about last year, about how rough it was, and he said, yeah, like you just said, it wasn't fun as the losses piled up, but it wasn't a case like you see so many teams that go through that where there's finger pointing or people throwing each other under the bus. And he talked about how that revealed character about this team. Was that your experience too, that, you know, it wasn't a lot of winning, but it wasn't necessarily that dysfunctional either?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously this is the NFL. It's very tough to win games. Mm-hmm. And you look back at that season, there was a lot of close games there early on and later on in the year that we could have won. I mean, you look at both Seattle games, look at the Bears game. Bears were a playoff team, and we had them on the ropes going down. We almost, you know, almost had that one. But they don't count almost in the NFL, no. And we lost those games. And obviously the result is people lose their jobs. This business isn't just for, you know, show up and when you get a participation trophy. You got to go out there and produce. So we found out a lot about ourselves, and going into this season, we're going to learn from those mistakes and learn how hard it is to win in the NFL, and hopefully that taught us how to get and close out those games.
All right, we've been asking everybody, because it's an obvious question to ask everybody, what are your early impressions of your new quarterback?
He's been unbelievable.
Really?
Throwing the ball great, but like any rookie quarterback, he still has some learning to do. Any young player that comes in and is thrusted into a starting role, I had to go in and start my first year as well. And you learn a lot. You know, I can speak from personal experience. That first game you go out there and you're still, you know, you're just in awe of, you're in the NFL, but then you got to go out there and get the job done. So I think, obviously, played at a big program, played against some great competition, is familiar with this type of offense. So I think he definitely has a good advantage going forward.
Yeah, how much of an advantage, and we've talked about that too, the familiarity with the offense and how rare that is from a player, especially a quarterback, coming into the NFL. I mean, can you put a price on how important that is for any player, really, to have that experience?
No, that's huge. And again, I don't want to keep referring back to my first year. I came from a pro-style offense as well in college. Mm-hmm. So that really helped me out going into the NFL system. And now he came from, you know, that high flying tempo on the ball type of offense, and it's something that will definitely help him and help him transition into the NFL, and it'll just give him confidence. And to have that confidence is huge. That just is conveyed to the guys. That just seeps out, and you can tell he has confidence when he's controlling that huddle.
Okay, and here's a question that I think is even more important, and a guy like you can answer, and DJ answered it yesterday, because DJ, I asked him, I said, you guys ever just kind of mess with him about his height just to be a good-natured teammate? Because that's what teammates do. You make fun of each
100%.
Other, right? He's like, oh, yeah, we call him little fella. So here's my question. The other stuff. Do you like what you get from him, the other stuff? Not thinking he's too cool for school, bringing you guys donuts, his voice in the huddle, the other stuff. Do you think he has a good idea of how you have to act in the NFL to lead men?
Definitely. I think he's going to learn that, too. I mean, he walks in that huddle, and he was – I mean, these guys are getting younger and younger. I mean, they're late 90s now. So, obviously, he still has the way to go. I mean, like – you earn respect by the way you carry yourself, the way you handle yourself off the field. He's been here for 2 weeks.
That's true.
We still have a ways to go in terms of that. And he has to keep proving himself every day. He didn't come in here, and I'm not just going to say, all right, this guy is, let's put a gold jacket on him. He's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You know, he's got to go out there and he's got to earn it. He's got to earn the respect of his teammates. That's not given in the NFL. You got to come in here and you got to earn that. And he's starting out on the right foot. He's got to keep going. He's got to keep progressing and keep getting better and better every day.
Justin Pugh, our guest here on Bickley and Murata, as we continue our coverage of Cardinals OTAs. Talking about early impressions, give us your early impressions of your new head coach.
He's awesome. It's been great letting us get to work. We're in there every day. We're learning this offense, learning the little intricacies of it. And we get it out in the field, and he just cuts us loose. Make sure, you know, we know what we're going to do in the classroom. We go and take care of that business. Now let's see that translate onto the field. So he's been awesome with that so far. And again, we're a month or so into OTAs. Mm-hmm. We still got to get into the seasons. When things go bad, That's when I like to see a character revealed, and I think we're going to learn a lot about this team as we continue to go. You know, we're probably going to hit some bumps in the road in some of these practices, and we learn about each other and keep this thing rolling and get this gel, and that's what building a team is all about. It starts right now.
All right, the offensive line, obviously you guys got decimated by injuries last year. Do you like this mix of guys? Of course you're going to say yes, but tell me why if you do.
Yeah, we brought in some really good guys. I mean, competition is the key to success. So we have competition at every position that you look at. You look at our center competition. You have two guys that have played, Mason got a whole year under his belt last year. AQ coming back in. We're going to have the best center on our team this year at playing that position. You look at right guard. You're bringing J.R. Sweezy, who was a part of the number one rushing attack in the NFL in Seattle last year. We brought him in. He brings that D-line mentality a lot of people talk about. I try to mold my game after him, and I watched a lot of J.R. Sweezy film when I was in New York. He had all those years in Seattle. Unbelievable player. Marcus Gilbert, a guy that's been on so many winning teams in Pittsburgh. He brings that atmosphere, that knowledge, that know-how, that veteran presence. I mean, he's played a lot of football. So, and then we got DJ Humphreys coming back, who obviously had a year under his belt last year and coming off injury. So the same thing, staying healthy and going out there and producing. And then we brought some young guys in. We got a lot of young guys coming up that played a lot last year because of those injuries. So we have experience in our room. So the best five are going to play.
Yeah, was there a time last year where you were like, hey, who is that starting on the line this week? I think 13 different starting offensive linemen. I mean, you just don't see that number very often in the NFL.
Yeah, I haven't been a part of an offensive line that was, decimated like that. There were some weeks I'm coming in and I didn't know some of the guys' names in the room, and that's never happened in my career.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a learning experience, and we learned from it. And you realize that you have to have 7 to 8 guys that can play at a high level in that room dressed at all times. And we found that out the hard way.
What were some of the other hard lessons learned from last year? Now, again, there's been a lot of turnover, so it's not the same crew of guys. But what else was learned last year besides character revealed, in your opinion?
People take things for granted. I mean, you think just because you won out one year and you were successful, you can come back and do it again. And a lot of guys sometimes rest on their laurels. They think, hey, I've been a Pro Bowler, or I've been a very good player, not even a Pro Bowler. I'm not trying to call one single guy out. I can start with myself. Sometimes you think you're a little bit too big. I come in, you sign a contract, you think you're that guy. You got to go out and prove it again every day. And I think that sometimes you are humbled in this league very quickly. I don't care who you are. You've been humbled at some point. And a lot of guys got humbled last year. We got to come in hungry. And when we get into the season, we're going to find out who really wants it and who wants to be a part of this thing, and they're going to be here.
Week 7 on the schedule, you guys going back east to take on the New York Giants, your former team. Is that just one of those, it's another game, or does that hold special importance for you?
No, it's definitely not another game. I'm looking forward to going down there and beat those guys. I got a lot of friends and family and people that I made relationships with that will be there. Supporting me, but I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. I know a lot of people in that building. It's like going and playing someone that you grew up with. You spent 5 years somewhere. A lot of friendly faces over there. A lot of great memories. But obviously, I'm here now to win a game, and they're in our way.
And how's the knee after recovery?
Yeah,
knee feels
good?
Great. Yeah, everything feels good. It was definitely a tough year. I mean, everyone always asks, like, what could you do? I couldn't have done anything differently, preparation wise, getting healthy, getting ready for the season last year. You can't control a knee. Broke the hand, I can't control a bone. I mean, there's nothing you can do, and you got to learn to roll with the punches in the NFL and bounce back, come back stronger.